The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino. AM 870, The Answer.
LA Mayor Eric Garcetti issued a statement explaining what he thought when he decided to go along with the idea of not prosecuting those who violated the curfew who had been arrested. He said, "Powerful, peaceful, passionate protest is inseparable from the American identity, and I am proud of the thousands of Angelenos who have filled the streets and call for justice, cry out for change, and demand racial equality for Black Angelenos and all communities of color. I fully support City Attorney Mike Feuer's decision not to prosecute or seek any punishment for those who broke curfew or failed to disperse during the recent protests, unless those cases involve violence, vandalism, and looting." All right, we're going to get reaction on that story and others with a powerful team of guests. Jay Handel is a neighborhood council member for the West L.A. Sawtelle area. And we also have Craig Lawley, president of the L.A. Police Protective League. Welcome, both of you, to Sunday Morning Newsmakers.
Pleasure to be on your show.
Craig, let me start with you. What's your reaction to this story of the mayor forgiving those who broke the curfew? And let's add to that a little bit about the mayor's call to take away $150 million from the LAPD.
Well, your first question, I'll answer it this way. We rarely, I think the last time we did a curfew imposed on the city was during the riots. And I think maybe at the when we had the earthquakes. So what he's done now, he's basically set precedent to say when we have our next curfew, and like I said, it's so rare that don't pay any attention to the rules of that curfew that you have to leave. Now he's set precedent where nobody will pay attention and they'll just stay there anyways because they know there'll be no consequences for their actions.
All right. And the second part, the $150 million that he's seeking to pull back from the city budget from police?
Well, that's another knee-jerk reaction by the mayor and some of the city council members. I look at it this way. We have the Olympics coming up. We have the World Cup coming up. And if we start cutting back on hiring officers, defunding the police department, I firmly believe if we're working on a plan to hire 3,000 more officers because we feel if we don't hire more officers on the street by the time the World Cup and the Olympics get here, it won't be safe. So that was our goal. We have a plan in place. We are going to present it. We had some buy off by some of the city council members. I think that's gone down the tank now. But we need more officers. We're the smallest big city police department in the entire country, and we cannot police the Olympics or the World Cup without additional officers.
Jay Handel, neighborhood council, West L.A. Sawtelle area, and a member of the neighborhood council budget advocates. Give us your reaction. Same question. First, the mayor deciding not to prosecute and then pulling $150 million from police if he can.
You know, we have laws on the books. There's a reason for a curfew. And had the curfew actually been put into place. And frankly, I think the mayor was really breaching his responsibility by not calling for the National Guard sooner. I think having the National Guard come down and supplement the various police jurisdictions in a much more timely fashion could have avoided a lot of the problems that we had. But unfortunately, this mayor is a very liberal mayor and obviously is beginning to show me that lawlessness is a pattern and he's allowing it. And I think that's a really dangerous precedent to send for our city. As far as the $150 million defunding, I mean, quite frankly, that's insane. You know, there is no question that we can do more in all of the communities to help with social services and mental health. But again, this is not a city function. This is a county function. you know, and the city's taking on the issues of the county, you know, when it comes to schools, it comes to education, it comes to feeding, it comes to mental health, those are all county responsibilities. You know, we have a structural deficit for years of over $250 million, not including the infrastructure we don't actually fund, which is over $2 billion worth of repairs. Now taking away from LAPD $150 million, we're going back to 2008, 2009. And I think that's a horrible place we were at, and it's going to be a horrible place for us to be moving forward.
Jay Handel is with us, Neighborhood Council West LA Sawtelle Region and member of the Neighborhood Council Budget Advocates, and Craig Lawley, President, LA Police Protective League. Craig, over to you. So if the goal is to say that Black Lives Matter, what protects them more, by having officers or by not having officers?
Well, obviously it's the having more officers, but the problem I see is right now they're just trying to the Black Lives Matter and groups like that, they're never going to be satisfied if they don't get what they want. I originally heard from that the Black Lives Matter wanted the police department defunded 95% of the budget taken out of LAPD. That was the initial one. And so I was just curious, why would they want to even leave 5%? Why don't you just take the whole dang thing? So there's no end to this. They're like extorting city council members, politician, that if you don't do what I want, no negotiation. There's absolutely no negotiation on this stuff. If you don't do what I want, then I'm going to come after you, and I'm going to make life miserable for you. That's the ultimate goal of these people. It's about extortion. It's about if they don't get what they want, and it's never going to end. They're never going to be happy. Never.
Let me ask you about the knee being put down, kind of the bowing down or taking a knee, supposedly in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. Explore this for a moment, because it's seen two different ways by different groups of people. On one hand, it's being seen by some as a bridge when law enforcement or the mayor does it or other city leaders do it, as a way to say, we hear you, and more should be done to keep people from wrongly being attacked. I get that. But the other side says it's a capitulation. It's a submission. It's a giving into something. It's a bowing down. Let me start, Jay, with you on that first.
Well, you know, I think that what you've seen in the press is politicians, police chiefs, policemen across the country, you know, kneeling with the people, trying to show them at least that there is some solidarity among the police and the constituents. You know, the reality is, if you have 9,600 cops, you don't have 9,600 bad cops, okay? And everybody's being painted with a broad brush. We have a mayor who kneels with the BLM movement, you know, and wants to defund the police. At the same time, he's got a cadre of officers that surround his house and drive him everywhere he goes. And a city council president who the press has unveiled had protective services of LAPD 24/7 for over a month, and then 12 hours a day for the next month. And then all of a sudden they disappeared when the press brought it out. So they're hypocrites. You know, so the question really is, why are they kneeling? Are they kneeling because they're capitulating? Are they kneeling because they want solidarity? Are they kneeling because they really just want to keep their jobs and move on to the next position? You know, and that's the question that the people of the city of L.A. have to answer, you know, when the voting comes up in the next election.
Craig Lawley, President, L.A. Police Protective League, same question to you about what is the kneeling symbolic of?
Well, it's a political statement. No matter what way you look at it, it's a political statement. And so you got to figure out where what happens in the scenario where we would have a command staff officer ordering officers to kneel, hypothetically. Personally, I think that would be an illegal order, and the officer would not have to do that. But that's how far stretched we got. It's a political statement, and we should do the best we can to stay away from political statements. There's don't going along the line of First Amendment rights and all that other stuff. But it's obviously a political statement, depending on what's in your head when you do it or don't do it.
Let me stay with you, Craig. L.A. Police Protective League, how did L.A. officers do over the last couple of weeks? Have some been injured? Have some been hurt?
Yeah, unfortunately, we've had a lot of officers injured. I know one is in critical condition. I think he's still in critical condition. He took a brick or a rock to his head, and he was he's still in the hospital. He's still in critical condition. We're praying to God for his health, and that one I know about for sure. A lot of officers getting injured. They had fireworks thrown at them, and I know of an officer that got an M80 thrown right at his legs and bruised his legs and got some cuts from that. So the officers are just trying to do the best they can. They're still hanging in there. The morale is high. They're just trying to keep this community safe. That's their ultimate goal. That's what we're out there to do.
Over to Jay. Jay Handel, Neighborhood Council, West L.A., Sawtelle area. Can the people change this if citizens of Los Angeles don't want to see $150 million pulled from the budget? What can they do?
Well, what's happening now, and it just 2 days ago, Valley Vote, which is a very strong citizens political group out in San Fernando Valley, voted to tell the mayor and the city council, do not defund the police. The police are a critical part of keeping the peace in our city and in our country, you know, and the people have listened to the rhetoric that's come out from City Hall, especially when the mayor called the cops, initially our cops, killers, and then clarified it to state that all cops were killers in the country. He didn't make any friends there. And I think the people are afraid. The people are afraid that we've gone so far to the left and we're giving in so much. Neighborhood councils are currently scheduling hearings on the people's budget, on defunding the police. Groups like Valley Vote, again, you know, already voted to tell the city, no, you cannot defund the police. And I think, quite frankly, what's going to happen is there's going to be a bigger divide versus a coming together, because the city's bending over so far one way that the other side of the city is saying, hey, wait a minute. You know, I get what you're trying to do, but now it's going to affect me. It's going to hurt me.
Out of time. Wish we could talk longer. Jay Handel, Neighborhood Council, West L.A. Sawtelle, and Neighborhood Council Budget Advocates. Greg Lawley, President, L.A. Police Protective League. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.